Hello, everyone. It's Donovan Talks.
I'm back.
This is where we'll talk about anything and everything. So, hold on to your seats, because you don't know what we're going to talk about today, tomorrow, or next week. So hold on. Welcome to the show, and let's get this started. Welcome back, everyone. This is Donovan. I have been away for a while. I wanted to give a big thanks to YouTube. That was presented by non-copyrighted music on YouTube. You can go over there and use music. It's non-copyrighted. You can look them up, use their music. A lot of people use their music on a lot of things. Today, I thought I would catch you up on why I have been gone. So, sorry if there is some background noise. I have a new mic. Well, I am sharing a new mic. So, it might sound better, it might sound worse. So, y'all leave a comment down below. Let me know what you think. Alright, let's get this show started. It actually sounds good to me because I'm listening to myself in my headset. Oops, sorry. Alright, I'm sorry to be away for a while. As a lot of y'all have known, I am almost totally blind. Well, recently, I've been having a lot of seizures. So, I have been learning how to cope with them, with the triggers and everything. So, today, I thought the subject should be about a little bit of what I've learned about my seizures and talk about a little bit about myself. That way y'all can learn more about me and everything. And if y'all have any suggestions, y'all be more than welcome to leave a comment. And some people, when I learn how to do more of this, we can get out here and y'all can call in or do whatever we can to get you going. Also, leave a comment on Donovan, D-O-N-A-V-A-N, Productions. That's my YouTube channel. Blind and Proud is also my YouTube channel. Charles Donovan Smith Jr. is my Facebook, so go over there and join me and leave a message that you heard me on the podcast, and we'll talk on there and leave some suggestions and everything, and maybe you can help me and we can help each other. Alright, today we'll talk about seizures. I'm going to be honest, I don't know. I do not know about seizures. I do know they can kick your butt quite a bit. It will knock you down pretty good. So, to tell you a little bit about mine, I have, from what I understand, there are several different ones. Mine is the stress seizures. That means I can't do a lot of activities. I can't do my powerlifting no more. I can't do a lot of stuff that will agitate them because, I'm sorry y'all, y'all might hear the Minecraft going in the background. I will be going live doing my Minecraft tutorials and stuff like that from time to time. I still can. I have a really big screen, that way I can do it. So you can come over and join me on that too. Yeah, how does a blind person do that? Well, it's not easy, but it occupies what's left of my vision. It helps coordinate my hands and everything so I can stay busy. And honestly, y'all, it works really good with my hands, my eyes, and it has helped with the seizures because it did help not have one for a month. But they're saying minus stress related epileptic seizures, which means it's non-threatening. But I can't do like activities like running, the gym, you know, walking up and down stairs a lot. Just if I do a lot of stuff, I have to rest. Okay. The aliens are talking. I really don't know what the hell that was. But I can't do a lot of activities. Everyday stress, like going to work and doing this, doing that, they say that's out of the question. So they do not want me working no more. They don't want me using public transit, which is a bitch because that's why I moved out to Colorado. But honestly, I'm learning my triggers. I know what is causing a lot of them, so I can deal with things and I can handle some. So, for example, heat will cause my seizures. Bright lights, really loud noises, certain smells, to be honest with you, will set them off. Now, I will let y'all know that I am deep into the metal scene out here. I have several groups that I know. I'm going to try to work on with them. Try to work with them. Sorry about the stuttering. That's part of the seizures. I have a channel that will go live, and that way they can podcast and get their live feed out for those who can't get out. Like this past show, I could not go to one of their shows because I was in the hospital. I was in the hospital for 5 days, so, and they really felt bad, and so I came up with this idea. So, thanks. Thank you for some of y'all that are helping get some of this extra stuff for me. It is greatly appreciated. Like I said, contact me. We'll find a way to for you to donate some stuff so we can make this channel better. And I can tell right now my voice sounds better with this mic. So, TC Gamer, I got to give him credit for the mic. And then he's helped with a lot of the software. So please go follow him. TCannon21, I think, is his podcast. We're going to do some more channels, so we'll get him on here again, and that way you can follow him, because I want y'all to help him out as much as he's helping me out. And like I said earlier, my information will be out here, and if you want to donate and help the show get better and get better quality sounds, and when I get to my live videos, we can interact and maybe you can see more and do stuff. So because I plan on going to concerts, filming some stuff, and right now I have just this mic, which is a mobile mic, and I have my iPad that is set up to do mobile action, so I can go on the spot and do several things. Y'all, I love doing this stuff. This is just so much fun. And I think this will help with a lot of the stress, is getting out here talking to y'all and just doing pretty much like a vlog, however you say it, of just doing different things, dreams. I don't know what channel, I didn't know what to put it under, so this is what we're going to be doing. I'm going to be talking about daily things. I'm going to be talking about dreams. We're still going to be like what we were doing already. Of course, there's going to be times where I'm going to be doing a live feed. But at the same time, I might throw a little feed on here where we're doing a food challenge. We have some challenges coming up. and I didn't know if y'all would like to hear some of it, and I don't know what all I can do on here. So, you know, when TC comes back over, I will get all the information. We'll do a little intro. We'll get all that information out to you so we can get everyone together and get everything up and going and more suggestions, and that way y'all can help me, as in help with the seizures, because I can talk to y'all, I can interact with y'all, y'all give me some suggestions, and maybe I can help y'all, because y'all might not know anything about seizures or blindness, and I can help y'all out. But back to the seizures, like I said, it's stress related, and there are the grandma seizures, there are the bad ones, which when I have one, they will knock me. After having one for probably 30 seconds, they will put me to sleep because my body's so wore out, I will sleep for anywhere from 3 hours to 6 hours. And I don't remember anything for 24 hours. So when I had my last one Friday, I had 2 of them. So I don't remember nothing. And then I had another one Saturday. So Friday, Saturday, I don't remember nothing. I remember bits and pieces of Thursday, but I don't quite remember a lot of that. So, and thank goodness I do have friends that are around me that witness some of these. But this past week, thank goodness, I was at the neurologist office as I was having one of them, so that was good. So, if you don't know what a seizure is, that is where your body shakes. Either it shakes, or you have a muscle spasm where your whole body tightens up. Now, different people in the past have heard different things. I am going to tell you, you do not hold anybody down. You gently hold them and make sure they don't hit their head or hurt themselves. That means just gently hold them and be there for them. Talk calmly. Don't freak out, because they will be fine. And number two, do not stick nothing in their mouth. Let a professional, ambulance, EMT, or firefighter do anything like that by any means necessary. Do not stick nothing in their mouth, because that can block their airway or gag them, and it will make it a lot worse. So just, if you have a child, or if you have anybody that you know that is having one, just place them on their side, rub their back, and just talk calmly to them. Just like, let's use the name Sarah, for example. It's okay, Sarah, do you know your name? Sarah, do you know where you're at? And just keep talking to them until they know their name and know where they're at. And that way they will stay calm, and just do it like the voice that I'm doing now. Sarah, do you know where you're at? Sarah, do you know where you're at? And if they know their full name, then go to, what year is this? What date is this? What month is this? And that way you know that they're doing okay. And where is that music coming from? Because my computer is off. TC must have some stuff on the other side of the room going off. But you being calm helps them being calm when they do come around. Because the last thing you want them to do is freak out. Always remember that. And you're more than welcome to comment on one of my channels, and I will help you. You know, I will talk to you and everything, since I have these. Multiple of them. Now, I started back in April having seizures. Honestly, I did not know what they were, because people told me they were called tremors. Now, tremors and seizures are different. If you hear stuff in the background, TC has a game going on, and I have my buddy Mark that is laying right here beside me, and he hears something. What's the matter, Mark? So, but I've been having mine since April. But I did not realize what they were. And the very first one I actually do remember, because it was so, I just know. So I was walking down the street and I kind of had like what they call time loss. And I did have a friend with me, and I did have Mark. Mark is my 100-pound male German Shepherd CNI dog. Of course, he has helped me with my seizures. But I was about 4 blocks away from home. And all I remember is my roommate, TC, he was saying that I was stumbling. And I started slurring my speech. And I kept telling him, I said, "Oh, I'm okay, I'm okay." And he goes, "No, you're not okay." And we ended up making it home. And that's the last thing I remember. And later he told me I had like 2 seizures that night. Well, I had a friend graduating. And I went the next day because honestly I didn't know what I was doing, you know, I didn't know, you know. So I got up the next day and I went back to where I was, 4 blocks away. And I was seeing like red, everything was turning so red. And I had this weird smell of burning blood. And I kind of just, you know, sat down and just relaxed and thought everything was going to be okay. Well, we were eating, and my friend that was sitting in front of me, he asked if I needed more water. And I said, "Yes, please." Well, let's just say that's all I remember, because the next thing I remember was waking up in the hospital, and they said I had 3 seizures. And I had to be hauled out by ambulance again. Everyone, I live in Colorado, a certain part of Colorado where the ambulance and firefighters know me. They come to my door and they call out my name and they say, "Well, this is so-and-so. He's 42 years old." And they already know my weight. They know all my medicine. His CNI dog is Mark. I mean, his harnesses and leashes are right here. This is how we hook y'all. Y'all take care of him. I take care of the dog, and let's go. And they're out. That's what they tell me. That's what the nurses tell me when I wake up. You know, Mark is laying right beside me. They said, "You have been in here so much that the paramedics and fire department know how to handle you and your dog." Now, y'all, that is bad. So, but I am being treated with several different medicines. Now, I will say there is one medicine that I really do like that I think has really, really helped. And one medicine is not going to help everyone. Don't give up and don't stop taking your medicine just because you think it's not working. So please take your medicine. And if it's not working, go see your doctor. Everyone, I will go see a doctor if I have a bad ear day, because I want to make sure everything is safe, because I don't want something going wrong. Because if I get sick, it will cause them. So you got to stay on top of all this stuff just because of one thing. So stay on top of your illness. If you have diabetes, if you have something wrong with your kidneys, if you're going blind, if you have seizures, whatever your disability is, whatever your illness is, please stay on top of it. because you are important. You are very important to this world. You are placed here for a reason, and always remember that. So, please go follow me on Blind and Proud. Please go follow me on Donovan Productions. And follow me here. Please let me know what you like. Please let me know what we can talk about. If you like this type of subject, let me know and we'll talk about it some more. If you like to hear some more about me, let me know. If you want to hear me talk about my gaming, let me know. So, with that being said, please always follow me, like me, and let's always talk, because I want to have fun with y'all. I want this to be a fun, exciting time to where we can have fun. God bless y'all and stay strong.